Completely inappropriate, Oklahoma elementary school hires drag queen as principal. By Elaine Mallon on September 9, 2023. A superintendent of an Oklahoma school district is calling for the immediate termination of a recently hired elementary school principal who performs as a drag queen and has faced child pornography charges in the past. Dr. Shane Mernon, 52, who performs as Chantel Mandalay at a venue called The Boom, hosting Thirsty Thursday and Sunday Night Karaoke, and who participates in Drag Queen Story Hour with children, was named the new principal of John Glenn Elementary, Fox News Digital reported. Ryan Walters, the school district's superintendent, said this is a move to indoctrinate children with harmful Marxist ideology and a way to pit children against their parents. I hear from parents every day that are concerned with this woke left-wing indoctrination of schools, this gender theory that continues to be thrust upon our kids, Walters told Fox News Digital. It's completely inappropriate. The child pornography charge brought against Mernon was dropped more than 20 years ago during a preliminary hearing when it could not be confirmed if the photos on his electronic devices depicted minors, Fox News Digital reported. Western Heights Public Schools acknowledges Mernon's past charges but praises him for his outstanding reputation in the education field. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education, a Master's of Education in Educational Administration, and a doctorate of education in educational leadership and administration, the statement from the school district reads. We welcome Dr. Mernon to Western Heights, and we are very excited about his vision for John Glenn and the community. In the world of drag queen performance, Mernon boasts the titles of Miss Gay Oklahoma America and Miss Gay Oklahoma USA. In June, Mernon did a story hour at the Metropolitan Library System. No parent wants to send their kids to school knowing that they could be exposed to this radical gender theory in any capacity, Walters told Fox News Digital. This woke war on our kids has to stop. We will not allow it in Oklahoma. This is the liberal insanity that every parent wants out of the classroom. This is not the first instance of drag queens infiltrating schools. In New Jersey, a drag queen performer, who also happens to be a school board member, called the passage of laws restricting drag queen performances for children a disservice to young minds, Breitbart News reported. More than 12 states have laws restricting public drag queen performances.